sure most McKenna Cup campaigns, you know, you can often find them maybe a chore coming into the new year. But I think with Rory elevating 12 of that minor panel of Declan Boners from 2014 into the senior ranks, a lot of people came to Balbofay last week looking to see new faces and looking to see players that, you know, have a genuine chance of making a big impact. Maybe not just this year, but, you know, in the years going forward. But certainly three or four of the boys last Sunday in particular looked like they're ready to hit the ground running, the likes of Steve McBrearty, even Kieran Thompson, and even the likes of Jack O'Brien in cornerback, who I didn't know very much about from the Neave Warra Club. I was particularly impressed with him too.
Yeah, and another man I thought that played well was Keenan Ward, the centre half back for St Junan's.
Definitely, it's good to see, you know, St Junan's League, such a strong a club in Donegal, but maybe over the years they haven't maybe had that three or four, you know, players, you know, always regular in a senior setup. But to see Killian Ward, Killian Morrison there too off the bench, which is an interesting one because we all know Killian, you know, concentrated on soccer for a few years here now, but also a very talented Gaelic footballer. So a lot of things to take from last week. It's early days too, but a lot of us are looking forward once again to St Mary's now in Letterkenny and seeing what else, you know, these young lads can offer at this level.
And I suppose we can't talk to an Ard Raman without talking to Paddy McGrath scoring his first point as well for Donegal.
Yeah, there was a number between Michael Murphy's 100th appearance and Paddy getting off the mark. There was a lot of good omens at the weekend. The only thing I was disappointed about was Paddy, the way he turned around so nonchalantly and jogged back. I thought we would get a wee fist pump at least, and he got a wee bit carried away soon after because he tried to pop a second one over the bar. But no, great to see Paddy get off the mark too, because Paddy's a really ferocious competitor, and as Rory Gallagher said afterwards, he's the kind of guy that leads, you know, by example for all these young lads coming in.
Yeah, and we've seen Frank Midlen cited at centre half forward. Is that maybe a sign of things to come?
I don't know. I think we're probably top loaded, you know, from midfield on. I would still like to see Frank Midlen stationed in the back line, and even, I mean, you never know. We're talking about him at wing half back. Maybe Frank McGlynn could push the centre half back, and, you know, with the loss or the supposed loss of Mark McHugh to the panel, someone like Carl Lacey now, who's evolved, you know, over the last 10 years from a cornerback to a wing back to a centre half back. Carl Lacey, I think, would definitely be an option for Rory Gallagher as one of those two wing half forwards that peel back in between the lines as a defence and sweeper, because, I mean, Carl's ability, you know, on the ball, his positional awareness and even his distribution are second to none. So it could be, you know, a new and exciting, you know, evolution of what Carl Lacey has to offer too going forward. There's a lot of pluses and a lot of options there, which is very positive, because if you contrast maybe our journey in Doan Beg last year at the start of the McKenna Cup, and couldn't take much from that there campaign at all, because there are a lot of those lads that have been on the fringes for a lot of the years, and Tom, if you're not getting action, you probably get demoralised and a bit disillusioned. You know, Rory's made a big chop there. 12 is a big number to take into a senior panel, but they're young guys, and a wee bit similar maybe to the under-21s from 2010 that Jim McGuinness took in with them. They're guys that have a wee bit of strut and a wee bit of confidence about them, and a lot of those guys will definitely, they'll be the future of Donegal football going forward. And as alluded to maybe a wee bit earlier, three or four of them could well have a big say in the National League, and even one or two come Championship.
You mentioned Carl Lacey there, Neil Gallagher, Eamon McGee, Neil McGee. We saw Michael Murphy just making an appearance in the second half. Obviously, Rory has said that a lot of those guys aren't back yet, so he's obviously given them a chance to recharge the batteries.
Definitely, and that's smart, Tom. I mean, you can talk about age profile, or you can talk about miles on the clock. Listen, all those guys are in their early 30s, and they want to still be around, and they want to be involved. You know, I think we left an Ulster final and another Ulster title behind us last year, and a lot of those boys wouldn't want to have gone out, you know, with that there maybe as their abiding memory for their final county game. I think we've genuine ambitions going into Ulster. We've a big chance of getting back the Anglo self. A couple of wee things that, I mean, even at this early juncture, there's a bit of confusion surrounding the future of Paul Durkin. I know me and you talked off air about how big a blow that there would be. Of course, there's two young lads there, and Mark Antony and young Danny Rogers from Dunlow. I mean, bright future ahead of him too, but it's a big ask. I mean, goalkeepers in this day and age, they aren't just goalkeepers. I mean, we talked about Carl Lacey and being a playmaker from centre half back. Paul Durkin, I think, has been a huge playmaker for Donegal, and I think we'll probably only take for granted what he has offered Donegal when he's gone. But hopefully they can come to some kind of compromise or some middle ground where we will see Paul back between the sticks, you know, closer to summer.
And tell me, what do you make of Mark McHugh at the moment? Is just training on his own under the county boards under Rory Gallagher's and the team management supervision? What are you hearing on that?
Listen, it's a difficult one. I mean, I'd never criticise anybody that decides they can't give the required commitment to, you know, senior county football, because it's such a huge ask. I mean, you have to find maybe, you know, a balance. There's life balance and different things. And, you know, Mark McHugh's still only 26 years old. He has an All-Ireland title. He has two Ulster Championship won medals. He was a vital cog, you know, one of the three or four vital cogs in that 2012 All-Ireland winning side. And listen, a fit, focus and committed Mark McHugh, I'd love to see him there. But, I mean, it's a blow, but it's a blow of sorts because he was in and out of the team last year. But, you know, maybe down the line, you know, Mark will see fit to come back in. But, I mean, as again, I wouldn't be too critical because, Tom, it's such a huge commitment now.
We would all like to see him back, and we expect to see him, don't we, at some stage before the year's out and hopefully before the league.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we talk about experience, you know, even though he's just 26 years old, Mark was one of those lads that did come in under Jim McGuinness with the likes of Paddy McGrath and Dermot Brickmalloy. That, you know, that exciting, I know we lost the game to Down here in 2010, but there were three boys that made an immediate impression under John Joe Doherty that year. So, no, listen, Mark McHugh back in the Donegal senior panel, of course, we'd love to see that.
And I know Rory's hands are a bit tight at the moment because obviously Declan Bunner's under-21s are in action today as well, and they were last week, and obviously he wants to give them as much an opportunity as possible as well. And he has a few players as well I know that are carrying knocks at the moment as well. What do you, kind of team do you expect to see tomorrow? Much the same?
I think much the same. And, you know, it probably, his hands are tied in the sense that maybe four or five of his big hitters are involved with the senior setup. But you know what? It gives those lads, you know, on the outer periphery of that there panel, a chance to put their hands up and stake claims. And I'm sure Declan's probably very comfortable that there. I think, by all accounts, he's a very good working relationship with Rory Gallagher. And you need be pulling in tandem, you know, under 21 to senior, because it's a delicate process, you know, splitting players' time and commitment between, we'd seen Kieran Thompson hitting the ground running last week with 3 points. He'd be one of Declan Bonner's main men again, Stephen McBerty, Owen, Ban Galler and these guys. But no, I think, you know, Declan will be pretty comfortable enough at the minute with how those players are being used.
And St Mary's, we don't know an awful lot about them. We know they ran Fermanagh close on Wednesday night, but one would expect Donegal at home in O'Donnell Park, and given the performance last week against Down, that they would be going to Fermanagh on Wednesday night hoping to make it to the semi-finals.
Oh, of course. And again, results is one thing in the McKenna Cup, but again, performances and blood and youngsters have kept along. But giving ourselves a chance of getting into a semi-final means more games again. And I'm sure that Rory would love, you know, to get that extra game or two and give these guys added experience, because it's a step up to McKenna Cup from underage, but again, it's another huge step up to National Football League. And that's what we're looking at, you know, an opener against Down away from home at the end of January. And that's what some of these guys are aiming for. Like, make no mistake, they'll feel that they're good enough to be involved in that 18, you know, match day or 21 that's named come National Football League. And I think, Tom, it's early days, but we're excited already about Letterkenny and looking at these young fellas. And I said, that's in stark contrast to a lot of McKenna Cup seasons where you've been shoved out the door at the start of January after Christmas and nothing too exciting about it. But no, I was really looking forward. I think the crowd reflected that last week in Balbuffet, and I'd say you'll see a good crowd in Letterkenny too on Sunday.
And I know we can be accusing the local media at the time of hyping teams up and, you know, building up a little bit too much, but there definitely was positives and big positives last week.
Oh, definitely. I mean, any time you come in with, I mean, you chatting to Neil Gallagher last week, he was coming out of the dressing room and I cornered him, and we're talking about the difference in contrast now between 18 and 19 year olds coming into a senior panel as opposed to maybe when he and Eamon McGee and these guys came in. You know, these guys have their strength and conditioning done, they have their core work done, and with a bit of success under the belt too, it makes a big difference, because a lot of those other players that when they came in maybe back in the early noughties didn't have that there, and it took them a while. Even someone like Rory Cavan, it took us a while to find his feet at inter-county level. But the likes of Michael Carroll and these guys, you know, Michael's probably a wee bit younger than the likes of Owen Ban Galler and the Stephen McBerty's not there, but they're guys that, they're big guys for a start too. That's a very noticeable thing. They're very physical, and I think they've plenty of football ability. And I mean, sooner or later, we are going to lose the likes of Carol Lacey and Eamon McGee's and the Frank McGlynn's and these guys. And this is the future here, and we're seeing them.
A lot to look forward to.
Definitely, a lot to be positive about, anyway.